presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice. When the Clara M., last of the old Clipper ships, was blown up by Teak Barnaby, Kent, in his guise of Superman, rescued Jimmy Olsen and Pug Flanagan together with most of the crew. He also succeeded in getting possession of the pirate treasure map that had been the cause of all the trouble aboard the Clara M. As our story continues today, Kent, Jimmy, and Pug are seated in the lobby of a small hotel in Panama, awaiting passage on the next boat, due to leave the following morning. Listen.
Wake up, Matacha.
Mr. Kent, we almost lost our lives on account of that treasure map, and now that you've got it, we're not even going to go look for the treasure. It's not right.
Yeah, it's a chip.
I'm sorry, Jimmy, but I'm not taking you on any treasure hunt. And that's for you, young man.
Who, me?
Yes, you, Pug. Don't lose sight of the fact that you stowed away aboard the Clara M before it left Metropolis. You had no business on the ship in the first place.
Yeah, I know. But if it wasn't for me, you never would have found that secret compartment. And if you didn't find a secret compartment, you never would have found that map.
Not so loud, Pug. You want everyone in the hotel to know we've got a treasure map?
These foreigners don't understand English.
That man sitting over there, the one with the scar over his eye, he's been listening to everything we said.
So what? Wait, I'll show you. Hey, pal, what time is it?
Huh?
I said, what time is it?
No comprendo.
Okay, pal, thanks. What did he say?
He said he doesn't understand.
Yeah. See, what did I tell you?
Yeah, well, this isn't getting us anywhere. Pug, take this letter over to the desk and tell the clerk it must go off on tomorrow's plane. It's the complete story of the Clara M. sinking, and I want Mr. White to get it as soon as possible.
Okay.
And that's another thing, Mr. Kent.
Hmm?
We have to go back to Metropolis instead of going to look for that treasure. Why can't we go by plane instead of boat?
If I've told you once, I've told you a dozen times. There are only two planes a week, and there are no passenger reservations available.
Well, I don't know why Superman didn't fly us back home instead of dropping us here. I'll bet he thought we were going after that treasure. I'll bet he did.
Possibly.
Well, at least this adventure on the Clara M proved one thing to you.
Huh? What's that?
That Superman really exists. You didn't believe it before, did you?
Well, I doubt it.
Well, you can't now. Not after what he did when the Clara M sank. Why, if not for him,
we... You want to hear that guy at the desk fling English around? Boy, would it hand you a laugh.
I'm surprised that he understood your brand of the language, Pug.
I don't get it. Mr. Kent means that you murdered the king's English worse than any foreigner.
Who, me? Say, listen. Nobody never had no trouble savvying my lingo. I talk good.
Well, you talk plenty, Pug, but it's far from good. When we get back to civilization, Jimmy and I intend working on you.
Oh, I gotta get educated, huh? I gotta put on the dog.
No, but a few lessons in grammar wouldn't hurt. And maybe a haircut. Yeah, but all that can wait. You took care of getting the letter off?
Yeah. That means we ain't going on no treasure hunt, huh?
It means we aren't going on any treasure hunt, Pug.
That's what I said.
Yes. Well, right now, we're all going up to bed. The boat sails at 9 in the morning, and we can't afford to miss it. There isn't another for 10 days.
Oh, I don't feel like going to bed yet.
Now, Jimmy, don't sulk. That treasure won't run away. As long as we have the map, we can search for it at any time. You mustn't forget that I work for the Daily Planet and can't run around digging up pirate gold without instructions from Mr. White.
Well, why don't you wire him or call him or something?
Yeah, why don't you?
Because I know what his answer would be. Come home at once.
Oh, okay. I suppose you know best.
That's better. All right, now let's turn in. I got connecting rooms. You and Pug can sleep together. Come on now. I'll be routing you out at 7:30 in order to catch that boat.
Quiet settles over the hotel lobby as Kent, Jimmy, and Pug retire to their rooms. Soon the lights go out, leaving only a dim bulb burning at the registration desk. The lobby is empty, save for the sallow-complexioned man with the scar over his eye, the man who did not understand English. Suddenly he rises, crosses to the desk, looks furtively around, and then addresses the clerk.
Manuel, si, Carlos? El Americano boy. Gave you a letter for the plane.
Si.
No? Si. Give it to me.
No, Carlos, I cannot.
You would like to make 5,000 pesos, Manuel? No?
Five
5,000 pesos?
Si. Maybe more. Maybe 10,000 pesos, Manuel.
There is in the letter 10,000 pesos?
No, there is nothing but writing in the letter.
Then why do you want it?
Because the writing is important. Come, give me the letter.
No, no, I cannot.
Listen, you fool. Those Americanos, the man and the two boys, they were talking loud because they did not know I understood them. They have a map, a treasure map, one that shows where much gold is hidden.
Oh?
I want to read the letter because it will tell me more about the map.
And then what, Carlos?
Then we will see. Who knows? Maybe your share will be 50,000 pesos.
50,000 pesos?
Si.
I would be rich, no?
What do you think?
Oh.
You could stop working for the rest of your life.
Oh.
Por Dios, you could buy fine clothes.
Si?
Si. An American automobile. And the gold watch.
Here is the letter, but hurry.
You
think I will get 50,000 pesos, Carlos?
Si. Now, let me read this.
What do you say, Carlos?
What I wish to know. I will read the rest later.
No, Carlos, the letter must go by the morning plane.
This letter will not go by any plane.
No, it must go. I will lose my job. They will put me in prison.
Quiet, you fool. What do you want with this job when you will have 50,000 pesos?
But for stealing a letter, I will go to prison.
You will go to prison for opening the letter, too. So what is the difference? All this talk about prison is stupid. What is the name of the American who sends this letter?
Clark Kent.
What room is he in?
Carlos, I do not like this business.
Now it is too late. The letter has been opened and I have it in my pocket. What if I should tell Senor Kent that you gave it to me?
No, you would not.
What room is he in?
214.
Give me a key.
Carlos.
Give me a key.
What are you going to do, Carlos?
I am going to get the treasure map.
But how can you? Senor Kent is in the room.
He will not be there. You will call him on the telephone and say to him that he is to come down to the lobby.
For what reason should he come to the lobby?
We will make a reason. Let me think. Here it is. You will tell him there are some papers to be signed before he can leave on the boat tomorrow.
But there are no papers.
Of course not. When he comes down, you will say you have been unable to find the papers. You will tell him you are sorry. You will call him in 10 minutes, Manuel. And do not make any mistake.
Meanwhile, in the room adjoining 214, Jimmy and Pug are already in bed with the lights out. Off in the distance, a freighter coming into the harbor sounds its low, mournful whistle. Listening to it stirs Pug's imagination. Suddenly, his eyes light up in the darkness.
Hey, Jim.
What do you want?
I've been thinking.
Thinking and go to sleep.
I ain't sleepy. I've been thinking about that map.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could go look for that treasure ourselves. Just you and me.
Oh, you're crazy. Go to sleep.
Yeah, I'm crazy. Like a fox. Look, supposing Kent don't want to go look for it. What's to stop us?
Oh, go to sleep.
All we gotta do is snitch that map and we gotta...
What?
I said all we gotta do is snitch the map.
Now listen, Pug. You better get one thing straight right here and now. If you're gonna travel around with Mr. Kent and me, you don't steal things.
Shh, he can hear you.
I don't care if he can. Stuff your head under the pillow and go to sleep. We've gotta get up early.
I told you I ain't sleepy.
Well, then keep quiet and let me sleep.
I don't have to go back to Metropolis. He can't boss me.
Shut up.
Well, I don't have to. I'm my own boss. I can go where I like. If I want to look for treasure, I can look for it.
I'm looking for a punch in the eye unless you shut up. I want to sleep.
Okay. Hey, Jim. Supposing we snitched the map just for the fun of it.
Oh, sleep.
That'd be a swell gag. In the morning, he wouldn't be able to find a map and he'd raise the roof. What do you say I snitch it, huh, Jim?
Yeah.
Hey. What's that bell ringing?
Tell him.
Yeah, must be in Mr. Kent's room.
Hello? What? Is it necessary for me to do it tonight? Oh, very well. I'll be right down.
Hey, Jim. You hear that? Jim. Hey,
He's asleep. Oh, Jim's opening his door. Now he's going down to the lobby. This is my chance to cop that map before he gets back. Only once I get my hands in that map. Won't I have the laugh on Kent and Jimmy. Jim? Hey, Jim? He's asleep, all right. Now, just sneak out of bed, grab the map, and beat it before they know what's happened. Oh, them springs make an awful racket. Now, where's the door to the next room? Oh, here it is. This is gonna be easy. Now, let's see.
Who will get the treasure map? Pug or Carlos? Or will Clark Kent return soon enough to surprise both of them? Don't forget to tune in next time. There are thrills galore in the next episode of Superman.
Tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman! Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.